Okay, so we started talking about the Levium yesterday, and the choosing of the Levium, the Toldot of the Levium. But we still need to understand why exactly it comes where it does in the Parsha. So, you know, you would think that what I'm about to say is a drash, and maybe it is a drash, though there's a lot in the pshat which points to it. So if you look at Perek Dalet, which is where you actually get the census of the Levium, Ben Shloshim Shana Vamala. So starting in Dalet Gimel, there's a word that appears several times throughout this discussion that is really quite out of place. Because if I asked you, what are the Levium being counted for, what would you say? If you can unmute yourselves.
Avoda?
Yeah, you would say Avoda, right? Meaning they're Dafka not going to war. That's the whole point. Right? Everybody else is going to war. They're not going to war. That's why everybody else is counted from the age of 20 to 60, whereas the census of the Levium is from what age?
30 days.
From 30 days, right? But in the Parsha, in addition to the census of the Levium, which takes place from Miben Chodesh Vamala, in Perek Dalet, it discusses the role of the Levium, which is Miben Shloshim Shana Vamala. And there, instead of saying La'avodah, which is what they're doing, the word the Pasuk uses is Miben Shloshim Shana Vamala, V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, Kol Ba Latzava, La'asot Melacha Bo'al Moed. All people who come, Latzava, which probably means literally in context something like to function or something like that. But what does tzava normally mean?
The army.
The army, right? Meaning here it means they're functioning in the ranks or something. I don't know. But it literally means army. Kalabala tzava should mean everyone who comes to the army. And you get it again in several times throughout the Perek. You in the beginning of Nasa, you get it again. Ben Shloshim Shana Vavamala V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana Tifkod Otam Kol Abal Litzvot Tzava La'avod Avoda Ba'ol Moed. Litzvot Tzava, whatever that means, to work in the Ba'ol Moed, and that seems very, very odd. And it seems to be, and this is a point that that Yoni Grossman points out in an article, is that the Psukim seem to be hinting at the idea that, the Psukim seem to be hinting at the idea that the Levium also take on a certain role, so to speak, as an army, that we conceptualize their work as a parallel army, not as, right, one way of thinking about the Levium is that everybody goes to the army and the Levium are exempt from the army. And that's what would you have gotten if you had the census of everybody else who go to war and then you have the Levium who go l'avodah. But instead, by using military language to describe the census of the Levium as well, kolabalat sabah, litzot savah, and the like, what it seems to be indicating is that the way we view the Levium are not as a non-army, but as a parallel army, a parallel conscription to, I don't know what you want to call it, right? If I were Chabad, I would obviously go to, say, the army of God, and what do they call it, right? They have, isn't that what they call, like, their... what is it, Tzivot Hashem or something? Or Tzivos Hashem? I seem to remember this.
Yeah, the army of God, and they have like a little girl, a little boy with like army uniforms.
Right, and, like, right. But Tzivos Hashem, Tzivos Hashem, something like that. In Ashkenazis, I assume. I remember seeing this a long time ago. But right, that does seem to be what it is getting at. And you, the Rambam captures this as well. The Rambam in the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Bet, writes as follows. Second Shemitah V'Yovel, here we go. V'lama lo zacha Levi b'nachalat Eretz Yisrael u'bevizata. Why didn't Leviim deserve or merit to get inheritance in the land? Because they were set aside to serve God. Right, since they were set aside to teach Torah, and here's how he phrases it. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this phrasing. It's a relatively famous Rambam, but the phrasing is quite suggestive. Lo orchin milchama kishar Yisrael. They don't wage war like the rest of the Jews. Velo nochalin. And they don't inherit. Velo zachin la'atzman bekoch gufan. But then instead of saying they don't fight, he says basically what we've just said. Elahim chel Hashem. They are the army of God. Shneemar, or the legion of God. Shneemar, Barech Hashem Chelo. Quoting a pasuk that Hashem has blessed His army. V'hu Baruch Hu Zochelohem. Shneemar, Ani Chel Kecha V'Nachalatcha. And again, that suggestive language that it's not that they are quote unquote putter from going to the army, but rather they are offered a different, so to speak, military service seems to be what the psukim is trying, what the psukim are trying to get at. When they emphasize this language of tzava. And again, that's why, even though their census is from 30 days, the pasuk makes a great deal about their service time being at the age of ben shloshim, right, from 30 to 50, because they were in the tzava. I think we'll stop there. But it's enough to note that there are other things that come up with the Leviim, but we'll stop at that point.